And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyron Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Dungeons and Dragons: Honor Among Thieves.
Let's do it.
They're probably sharper stairs somewhere else.
So yeah, I got to see this film a little bit early thanks to my brother. We got to see a special sneak preview, and I'm really glad I did due to my schedule being all messed up. But I'm glad I got to see it. I'm like, this review is coming out a little later than when I saw it, but just, you never know. But I was glad to watch it. It was surprisingly, I'm surprisingly good. I loved it, because when the film came out, or the trailer came out, I mean, you can see my reaction to it. If you're watching this on YouTube, there's a trailer reaction I watched to it. Or if you're listening to this, I also put it on TikTok. But like, I was like, okay, you know, what are they going to do with a Dungeons and Dragons movie? There are a couple adaptations here and there. There's a couple other movies. But what's a modern take on this? Because that's kind of what's been happening recently with just the games itself. There's a lot of media around it. There's podcasts, shows, things like that. There's, you've probably even, I have Dimension 20 reviews on this one as well. I'm a big fan of of the game system. I personally don't play it. Just finding a table and itself, just the time is impossible. I would like to maybe one day, but I enjoy taking the time to enjoy the content that has come out of it. So, what does a Dungeons and Dragons movie entail, basically? So, we have our main cast of Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, I think it's Reggie Page, Justin Smith, Sophia Lillis, and Hugh Grant. A group of robbers, thieves, you know, and they kind of get into a situation where they are captured and have to basically run a whole campaign. And this is where is interesting. Like, this movie feels, if you are an individual that knows Dungeons and Dragons, this is basically a campaign in itself. If you do not understand what that means, if you're not your average Joe, this is a interesting take on how the movie goes. This is going to be my first real negative. The pacing of this movie is a bit awkward. Like, I could see it from, like, I take in a lot of D&D content. Be it shows or like stories or podcasts. So I have already a idea of how D&D's games go. So transforming it into a film, into a script, and pacing it out into this like three-part form, beginning, middle, and end, is interesting. There's more to it, I know, but how do you do it? So that's why I'm saying the plot is reasonably good. There's a lot of interesting things. It is a plot that you could see in a Dungeons and Dragons campaign. But the pacing of how the film works, there's like it moves from scene to scene to scene, a few times giving you breathing room, but sometimes not. Humor, I'll say, really good. Casting, interesting. Moments, Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez really steal the show when they're on screen. For the most part, the other characters as well. They shined here and there, but not as much as when Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez are playing their characters. And those would be my when they're on screen, they're, I want to see more. Besides that, animation or these special effects, But not too bad. There was only a very few times where I could, like, it just felt a little awkward, but you got used to it. Nothing too cringy, nothing too bad, nothing like, eh, that's, that looks bad. No, they did a good job here. And sound, oh my god, they did a good job with the score and the soundtrack. Simple, they didn't do no modern take on music, it was just played nice and simple. Action sequences were fun. Finale was really great, a really fun finale. But yeah, it's the film is a fun film, and more so if you are a D&D fan. They do so many fun nods, a lot of references here and there, and if you do a good job, you can probably spot certain like key spells and not. But if you're a regular Joe, like, it's just a fun fantasy film. Like, it's a fun tale of a, like, father trying to, like, gain some semblance of himself back. And it's good. It's good. It's a, I really had fun. Like I said, the only real negative I felt as a, just a film goer, is just the pacing. The pacing of the film just felt off, and that's my real only big negative. You can say some of the jokes here and there, but I actually laughed in the crowd that I was in. Man, there's some key moments. I'm gonna say they were really funny in my opinion. Besides that, it was a good film. My brother enjoyed it. We made some jokes here and there, and the surrounding people were, once again, real good etiquette, you know. No, they're like cinema etiquette went with a nearly full theater. I'm really pleased, because, you know, when there's like laughter or just like, what's the best way to say it, when there's just absorbent amounts of obnoxious sound, like, there were moments where it just people laughed, and it was like, yes, it just brought out even more laughter for certain scenes. Did it sway me here and there? No, because I actually enjoyed some of them here and there. They did a good job. There was not really any hooting and hollering. I'm just glad with that etiquette. But here's what I'll say is, as far as just the film, going back just the film, that was just a little tangent. You know, I worry a little bit when it comes to a full house on a film, okay? So just going, that was my tangent. But going back to the film was fun. I enjoyed the plot they went. It might have felt a little bit overwhelming, but I think they gave you enough information here and there to just follow along with this party, basically, and go through this adventure of and trying to help I can't really remember Chris Pine's character. Honestly, when I left the movie, I literally don't remember any of the characters' names. I just remember them by their classes, you know, the bard, the barbarian, the sorcerer, and the druid, you know, just kind of, that's kind of really how I remembered them. Which is fine, you know, because there's a lot to take in, a lot of references, but, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're just an average goer. It was just a fun movie. Some cliches here and there, but I think it works mostly for the trope it gave you. But yeah, I'm gonna give Dungeons and Dragons Hero Among Honor Among Thieves, I my apologies, an 8 out of 10. It can get more. The only reason, it's just pacing issue. I feel there's a cut of the film which is longer, because it's about roughly a 2-hour movie, but there's probably a larger cut where it can give you a little bit more semblance. Some characters are just felt a little bit underdeveloped. It has, like, what I mean is just, it's like just the overall arcing tale of some characters are just like there's just not enough to them, to which I cared about, mostly when they're like, quote, the main cast, because a lot of them you just don't learn about a lot of them, and I'm like, okay, they're there, just characters. That's some of my negatives, but it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. If you're looking for a fun, action-packed movie in medieval settings, some interesting jokes. There was one joke specifically that made me laugh, because it just was funny in world there, like how funny it is, because it's something that would happen here. It's just a different take on it. And I just had fun. Me and my brother were just talking about a lot of things on the way home as we drove home, of just how the movie takes and here and there. And I think we both agreed. It's just, I felt the movie was fun. A lot of the nods they did here and there, how they picked and choose of what they were going to talk about here and there. And just the true thing is, like, I think pacing is going to get some people. Besides that, if you just want to sit and enjoy a fun film, go for it. 8 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought about it. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment down below. If you're listening to this on Spotify, thumbs up if you won't plan to watch it. Thumbs down if, like, it's not your cup of tea. So yeah, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya. See ya.